Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I'm welcoming you out this morning. I'm here recording from beautiful Austin, Texas today. So not my usual cold Utah. I'm actually in nice 78, 80 degree weather right now and just loving it. It's fantastic. So in any case, just loving the fact I can be here with you no matter where I am and be able to connect with you guys and be able to offer you some great, great advice. And as you always know, the whole purpose of this show is how do you create more today? How do you start creating cash flow today? How do you create the life of your dreams today? It's all about today, not about, hey, someday, 30, 40, 50,000 years from now, you might, if you're lucky and you do everything just right, you might be able to have that financial freedom you desire. I'm here to tell you there's no such way to create financial freedom doing the traditional financial stuff you've been taught for years and years. I learned as a financial advisor. I did that for 4 years. I saw the evidence. I saw the proof in the pudding, or the lack of proof in creating financial independence for people. Financial freedom is not going to happen by saving in your retirement plans the way you think you are. And that's what I want to talk about again today. We talked about this a few weeks ago about whether you're even able to retire. But today I want to talk about a question that people keep coming up with lately. And really it's created a lot of conversations for me in my business and attracted some amazing people to me as I've worked with them one-on-one is, should I keep my money in the market or get it out? And especially if you looked at the last month and a half now, the market's come down roughly about 10%. And so if you had $100,000, you've already lost $10,000. I've had some people have had a couple $100,000 in their retirement plans that have already lost over 10% already. And that's after a year of not making anything. And so everybody would have been better off in the last few years being in a savings account than it would have been in the market. And just like I said, even a few years back, you know, just, well, not even a few years, but about a year and a half ago when I talked about Y2K15, I'm telling you, like, it's not a surprise that this is happening. I don't have to be a rocket scientist. I don't have to be a numbers cruncher. I don't even have to be a prophet to be able to predict that when the market goes up six, almost 7 years in a row, it's going to go down. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing this big drop and people are saying, of course it's correcting. You know, there's people out there saying, well, duh, this is naturally happening. And so I want to address that today. Now, I'm not an investment advisor. I dropped my securities licenses back in 2005, because I didn't want to teach that stuff anymore. The stuff didn't work. And I realized that there's other better ways to create financial freedom. And so luckily, I was able to get rid of those licenses and teach something from a different perspective. So if you're hoping that I'm going to tell you to cash out retirement or put it in this or that, I'm not going to. That's not the key. I've got a guy on my team who does that kind of stuff, and then we can work together on creating strategies and plans for my clients. But I can't tell you, especially where I don't know your situation, I don't know where you're at, I can't tell you what you can do. But I can tell you that the odds are definitely in the favor that the market's going to go down for at least a couple years. That's just the way the patterns go. You know, it might only be a year. It could be 3 or 4 years. I don't know. The thing is, the shorter it is, the harder it's going to drop. More likely than not, it's going to drop pretty fast within a couple years. And they'll take some time to slowly creep back up to where it is today or even higher than it is today. Most of the time, you're going to spend at least 5 to 8 years or even sometimes 10, 15 years trying to get back to where you're breaking even on your money again. And I don't want that to happen to you guys. Like, that's the thing is that, you know, I'm not here to tell you get out of the market. But if you're feeling any kind of fear, any kind of angst at all, you should really question about whether you have your money in the market. You should question about whether you should put your money in just simple cash or maybe bond funds. And even bond funds, by the way, can go down, even though they're very unlikely to. See, there's all kinds of things that could happen that we just don't know. But the thing is that, yeah, if you're going to keep your money in the market, you're probably going to watch your money drop. And this is typical for any correction. You'll watch your money drop anywhere from 20 to 40%. So if you do have $100,000 in the stock market or in mutual funds, you're likely to see it drop by $20,000 or $40,000 or more before you start to see it come back up again. Some of you have already seen it drop 10%. And people will say, well, Chris, should I keep it in there and just ride it out? Well, you could. But if you had a good financial advisor, wouldn't they say, if they thought the market was going down, wouldn't they say to you, you know what, you should probably take your money out now while it's high. Take all the gains you've gotten over the last few years, last really 7 years, right? Take whatever gains you've gotten and ride this out for a few years. And then when it starts to bottom out and you start to see it come back up after a couple years, then put your money back in when it's lower. Because, I mean, doesn't everybody say buy low, sell high? Isn't that what you always hear, right? But isn't it funny how if you ask a financial advisor who is paid based on the assets he has under management, meaning the more money that you put with him, the more money he makes, isn't it funny that they'll always say, he or she will always tell you, hey, keep it in there. It's going down, so you want to buy it while it's going on sale. As the price is dropping, you want to buy more of it. Or if it's going up, they'll say, hey, it's going up. Keep it in. Like, don't pull it out now. Don't be emotional, right? And that's what it is. It's always about don't be emotional. But the funny part of that is this, is that if they were smart, wouldn't they just tell you, hey, it's going to go down. Of course it's going down. Take your money out, pull it out, ride, you know, let this wave crash down a little bit. And then when it hits bottom, then buy low. It's like, you know, watching falling gas prices, like we've seen lately, we've watched gas prices gradually fall, right? Now, if someone told you back when the gasoline was around $3 a gallon, if they told you, you know what? Hey, it's lower than 320. You should buy more right now. Stockpile everything you can. But then it goes down to 250, and they're like, oh, you should stockpile now. Then it goes down below $2 a gallon like it is now. And I'm here in Texas. You're seeing that like around $1.40 a gallon. And what if somebody said, oh, well, now buy now. You should buy it when it was low. Well, what about the time when they told you to buy it when it was $3 a gallon because it's going down? Did that make sense? Or would you say, you know what? I'm going to buy the minimum amount of gas right now. But, oh, now it's down around $1.40. Even if it does go down a little bit more, that's freaking low. Now I'm going to stockpile it like crazy. I mean, wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you stockpile the gas then? And then you're like, oh, cool. Oh, good. Gas went up over $3, $4 a gallon. I'm so glad I have this $1.40, $1.50 a gallon gas here sitting in my garage, right? Isn't that the smart thing to do? But it's funny in the stock market, they tell you, oh, don't do that. You know, oh, no. You know, just keep buying. It's always a good time to buy when you're a financial advisor, right? This is bull crap. I'm telling you, this is not real. This is just a sales tactic because they tell you, hey, you're an emotional person. You don't know what you're doing. Just keep buying. Keep buying while it's going down. Buy it when it's going up. You'll never be able to predict it. So don't use any strategy. Just buy. Don't even look at the price. Just keep buying. In fact, if it's going down, you should be happy because you're buying more on sale. I mean, how good of a sales job is that when they're convincing you that, hey, you're getting a good deal because the market's crashing? that's a false. It's completely false. It's not real. Does not work. My advice is this, is that my personal mantra, doesn't have to be yours, but my personal mantra has always been, and this is even when I was teaching people how to trade stocks and options, I couldn't tell them whether to buy or sell. I left it up to them. But I said my own personal rule, my own personal mantra was, when in doubt, get out. Or in some cases, if you're not even in it, people are like, well, Chris, should I do this opportunity? Should I join this company? Should I go and do this investment? I'm not sure. Well, if you're asking me that question, you're not sure, then the answer for you is no. Because when in doubt, you should stay out. If you don't know what you're doing, if you're not so sure, like, I just don't know. Like, I'm not sure. What do you think, Chris? If you're asking me that question, then the answer is probably no. and that's really the point of this is here is that if it's creating more fear, creating more scarcity, if it's creating more any type of worry or doubts or even greed, if you're getting excited because it's going up and you're getting that little dollar signs in your eyes, that is a good sign that you should not be doing that investment or that opportunity because it's creating scarcity and scarcity drives money away. Scarcity causes us to make bad, bad decisions because all of a sudden our emotions get involved rather than our heads or even our intuition or our gut. And sometimes I'll tell you, there's times that people are like, oh, I feel like I should get out. And I'll say, well, why don't you get out then? Oh, I can't. Well, it's making money. Okay, well, then, what's the point of this feeling then? I don't know. I just, maybe I should get out. Well, then get out. No, but no. I don't want to lose the money. And then they say that, and then next thing you know, they lose part or even all of the money that they have invested. So my advice to you is this, is that you want to avoid scarcity. Get rid of any investment that creates scarcity. If you're a business owner, if you got your money in other places, that's creating more scarcity, more fear. And this could be even inside your business. But if it's creating more fear or scarcity in you, you should get out. You know, you shouldn't be in that, should you? You know, like I said, I'm not going to tell you to bail out of the stock market. But at what point are you going to say, hey, maybe I want to do something different? You know, this is where you want to consult a professional. You can go and consult your financial advisor and see what they say. They probably will say what I said, which is, we shouldn't get out now. Or, well, there's some other funds here, but I wouldn't take your money out of the market because, hey, it's going down. So you want to buy it when it's cheap. If you're hearing all that kind of stuff, I would personally think you should fire them. Get rid of them. Because they're only saying that because they keep getting paid. And the reason they're taught that is because the financial institution that they work for tells them to do the same thing. This is why I stopped working for financial institutions. I said, I'm going to stand apart from them. I'm going to actually keep my integrity. I'm going to do what I know is right and do the things that I know are going to help my clients. And so definitely talk to your financial advisor. If you're thinking about firing your financial advisor, hey, reach out to me. You know, again, you can email me, Chris with a CH at moneyripples.com. You know, MoneyRipples.com. You know, reach out to me, you know, and say, hey, Chris, what do you think about this? Because I've had so many people recently just say, okay, Chris, I'm getting nervous and my financial advisor is still saying this, but I don't know if that feels right to me. If you're feeling that way, now is the time to act. Not tomorrow, not wait a couple months or a year or two, and then all of a sudden now you're like, oh, it's gone down so much, it's got to go up at some point, which is what everybody says. I've seen downturn after downturn as well as the upturns. People will say that and they'll get caught into it and they'll never get out of the markets. They'll constantly find a way to justify why they should stay in. And that's why people are not getting ahead financially. That's why people are not retiring. And that's why people are suffering so much. I don't want to see that happen to you guys. I don't want to see that happen at all. If you're in that situation, please email me now, Chris at MoneyRipples.com. Let's talk about that. Let's see what you can do. Let's see if we can have you meet with one of my you know, advisors as well and see what they see and that kind of stuff. Let's see what's possible. Again, like there's so many ways. And I'll tell you, like I have people now that are not only not losing money in the market, that have actually had money. They've avoided a lot of these losses. Some of my clients have done that. So, and for some of them, that's sometimes like $30,000+ in just the last month or so. But on top of that, now they're actually doing things that are creating cash flow, creating real money, guaranteed type money. Some of it's sexy, some of it's not. But some of it's creating cash flow right now rather than just watching numbers go out on a piece of paper. They're actually getting cash in their pocket today. And they've had it continue on for the last several years. That's what I love to see. That's the kind of cash flow that needs to happen. Man, even if you didn't do anything, just not losing money is cool. But if you can not only just not lose money and then make more money on top of it, you come out much further ahead than almost anybody else out there. Because most people are going to ride waves, they're going to lose money, and then they're going to spend years trying to get their money back to zero. What if you can keep your money at zero and then make money on top of it, and then you're not losing money? Now you don't have that fear, that worry. You have more abundance in your life. And abundance is the only way to create financial freedom. You cannot do it in scarcity. You cannot do it investing or spending your time in scarcity. You've got to do it from a place of abundance. So anyway, this is Chris Miles here. Again, if you've got questions, shoot me an email, Chris at moneyripples.com. Anyways, I love to help serve you guys. I love that you guys have been engaged. We're almost out to episode number 100. I'm so excited about that. We'll be hitting that in about a month or so. So thank you for hanging in with us. Thank you for being a part of our lives and blessing my life as well and allowing me to serve you. Everybody, have a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.